Of course, often it's said that there should be that emphasis on entrepreneurship, people not becoming employers, but becoming employees, or no, not becoming employees rather, but becoming employers. And unfortunately, we haven't seen the kind of support that is going to make that a reality. And it's part of why small businesses sometimes get stuck in where they are. And young people are often told that. It's been a big push over the last couple of years for entrepreneurship, but we don't see the kind of support that matches the talk on that entrepreneurship. So just something to reflect on as well. Well, let me then move on to this and welcome onto the show Mxolisi Siyonzana, who is the executive mayor for the Mangaung Metro. He's been in office for the last 100 days, and of course there were issues that he promised to tackle within this first 100 days. Mayor, good morning to you and thank you for your time today.
And good morning to viewers at home.
So, you know, 100 days is not really a long time, but it is sufficient time to give you a sense of the type of challenges that the area, Mangaung, where you are the mayor, is facing, and possibly to come up with some practical solutions, particularly to address the ongoing concerns of residents. What would you say have been the three biggest issues raised with you or that you have picked up in that metro?
Thanks. I didn't hear your name.
Kathy, you're speaking to Kathy.
Thank you very much, Kathy. No, Kathy, when we came to office, what we did, we met with all political parties in council. We interacted with stakeholders which are in council. That was during the time of us being elected as executive mayors around August, and we came in now. They raised a number of issues with us, and we sat down, and there was a strategic meeting between ourselves and the administration. I'm talking about the EMT, which was extended. We raised certain questions and we said we want this council to change. Yes, there was a list from the DA, there was a list from other political parties where they said to us, if you can address the following. Now, we came in after the budget was adopted around June. But fortunately now, it's time for adjustment budget. What we did, we prioritized issues of refuse removals, issues of potholes, issues of stormwater and sewer. But we want people to pay their rates and taxes. But they cannot pay if they are not working. Now, what we did, we came with a plan. It was late last year, where we felt that we need to partner with some businesses on certain things. We do have an airport in Mangaung called Tempe Airport, which is not very far from N1. And we made an application that Tempe Airport to change its status. And we said we are going to have an economic special zone there, where we are going to have a logistic hub. In Mangaung, we do have potential of gas, where we said to ourselves we are going to generate gas in Mangaung, as well as electricity. I don't want to talk about others. Only those three will create not less than 15,000 direct jobs. Because once you create more jobs, people will be working and people will be able to pay their services. And the city will grow. But we are not only ending there. We're also venturing in events. For instance, around March, we are going to have a franchise tour in partnership with European tours.
All right. So then when you look at this list that you have put together as part of your priorities, how much of it includes engagement with the communities? Because as we have been seeing over the past week, there have been protests taking place in Mangaung and even further threats of a shutdown, because some residents feel that they still don't have an ear when it comes to their matters of service delivery being addressed by the council.
Well, thank you very much. We said when we started this interview, we met with the stakeholders. If you remember, before we came in around August, there were marches every day, there were shutdowns. But because of we're engaging with them, as we speak, there's a level of stability in Mangaung. You don't see those marches every day. Yes, it's work in progress. We can safely say that we are consulting them. Because you can't come with development without those people. That development will affect them. In other words, we want our people to own that development. We want our people to be part of it. That's exactly what we are doing.
We're in conversation with Nkolisi Siyonzana, who is the executive mayor for the Mangaung Metro. He says, well, there's a sense of stability in that metropolitan area, and talking about, you know, protests not being as rampant as they used to be. But of course, it doesn't mean that it has come to an end. Just this week, we saw the Mangaung Service Delivery Forum again threatening to shut down the city because they feel that they've been raising issues and these issues are simply not getting the attention they deserve. Of course, the mayor feels that some of the interventions, at least within his first 100 days of office, that some of those interventions are paying off. If you are a resident in Mangaung, I'd love to hear from you on what the state of affairs in your province is. I will take those calls on 011-714-2006, and of course you can send those messages on 0614-104-107. That's the text messages and voice notes on that WhatsApp line. We'll continue the conversation after this.
The Talking Point with Kathy Motlatlana, weekdays 9 a.m. till midday.
We're in conversation with the Mangaung Mayor Nkolisi Siyonzana, and we're looking at the state of affairs in his town, effectively, and the Mangaung Metro, of course, being one of those that is plagued by various service delivery issues. It seems sewage is really one of the big ones, in general, refuse removal, potholes. These are some of the issues that you heard the mayor saying that he is prioritizing on his list and talking about a state of stability that is in that metro. Let me go to Bloemfontein. Molale, you're calling us from Bloem. Good morning.
Morning, this is Kathy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm fine. Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Mayor. Mayor, I'm a resident of Pahamene. I use the Berkshire Road to and from work. And I take my grandchildren, my kids to school, and in the morning it's a mess because of the traffic. You will remember that Dr. Belcher and Monati Street are next to special school, next to Kahisho's Comprehensive Secondary School and Huanyan. They use that crossing. It is a mess in the morning. I am a school safety coordinator for Harib Street. But although I'm working in Harib, I use that road in Motel. It's a danger to learners. Could you please, Mayor, put enough the traffic lights, seriously, and the humps to reduce the speed of taxis coming from phase 6 and so on and other phases. And remember, Dr. Belcher is a road for to Eastern Cape and to the south is a busy road. And next to it, there is a Lemo Mall. There's a lot of people crossing that road, and there are no safety measures taken. Could you do something about it, Mr. Mayor? Thank you. I listen to the radio.
All right. Mr. Sionzana, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mackenzie. I must just remind the caller there, Mr. Malali, that the problem with us is Mangaung. Within Mangaung, some of the roads are provincial roads. Some of the roads are national roads. And some also of the roads are freeways, which are part of Mangaung. The one that is talking about in that area, I know that there's a provincial road somewhere, but we heard what he's saying. The place that we need to put the robots so that the children are protected. I will advise him this request. You must write to the office of the mayor or the city manager. We are going to look at it. We'll interact with other stakeholders, that is your provincial government and national government. Last year, I took an item to council, requesting council to allow us to ask provincial and national government that all the roads within the city be transferred to the metro, because some of these provincial roads or national roads, they've got potholes. And other people may think that it's a problem of Mangaung, only to find out it's a problem of provincial government. For instance, the march that you are referring to this week, that march went to provincial government. That much went to magistrate. And when you look at the issues raised there, are issues of province and the judiciary. They've got nothing to do with Mangaung.
Okay.
That's why they didn't even come to Mangaung. So I'm just saying the intergovernmental relation is important, so that as you are dealing with roads, that are provincial and local government roads, it's important for us to have that intergovernmental relations to service our people. And I think if we can just write that letter, it's either to my office or the office of the city manager.
I'm going to continue taking more calls on this issue. Let me go to Bramwell in Bloom. Bramwell, good morning.
My mayor on the hot seat. Kathy, please, Mr. Mayor, you know, it's just 100 days in office. We cannot blame you for most of the crisis we are experiencing in Bloemfontein. Nevertheless, you have a role to play because it's not the first time you've been in politics, especially in the city. One, look at the office of ANC, the office in Bloemfontein by Charles Street and East Vega. There is a big robot there. That robot for the past 8 months, almost a year now, is not working. I don't know whose responsibility is it to fix it. I doubt if someone can say they are totally ignorant about what I'm saying. This is in front of ANC head office in Bloemfontein. That is one thing. Another thing is the sewage problems we have in the typical locations. We don't know if we have to allow Jesus to come from heaven to resolve such an issue. These are all petty issues which you're experiencing. Then unemployment. Mr. Mayor, it's very sad that you even find people outside Free State who are getting employed in government sectors, whereas those who were born, bred in Bloemfontein or Free State are not even getting employment. They don't even hear any advertisements, which is very sad. It's like people from Free State have to go to Johannesburg or other provinces for jobs, whereas we are always leaders in terms of metric passage. The least ANC can do for us is to give our children better service delivery. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Bramwell, out in Bloom. Let me do this. We're edging towards 10:30. We're coming up with headlines. So we'll take the latest news headlines. I'll take more calls and then we'll also get the Mangaung mayor to respond.
The Talking Point with Cathy Mohlahlana. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till midday.
All right, so we continue the conversation with the Mangaung mayor, Mxolisi Siyonzana. And of course, he is the mayor now, has been in office for 100 days. He's previously served as the speaker of the council in this particular area as well. Let me quickly take Brian in Botshabelo. Brian, good morning.
Cathy, thank you for taking my call.
Mm.
I would also like to thank the mayor for availing himself. Thank you very much, Mayor Siyonzana, for availing yourself on this platform. Mine is a quick one, Cathy. Small businesses, small medium enterprises, if maybe it can be prioritized that they get paid efficiently. You know, small businesses take a long time to get paid, and it disrupts them in creating employment within the communities that they are living. I just want to ask the mayor if they can please prioritize paying small to medium enterprises efficiently so that their financial status are healthy, so that they are able to create further employment within the Mangaung community. It's a crisis. Small businesses are shutting down. They are not able to create employment. That is all, Jeffrey. Thank you very much.
And Brian, do you have a personal experience in this regard?
I do, actually, Jeffrey.
Tell me about your experience.
I'm actually waiting for my payment where I supplied one of the departments within the Free State early December. I'm still waiting for my payment at the moment. It may seem like people are just sitting with the invoices on their desk instead of, you know, passing them into the relevant offices. So it's a major, major headache for small businesses. It might be taken as a small issue, but, you know, if small business, if someone opening a business, they've got a clear intention of what they want to do. And some of us really want to make a change within the community that we are living in. Mm. But if our financial statuses are not healthy, we are not able to do much within our small little corners.
And Brian, perhaps just on that note, give me a sense of how your business has been affected by the fact that you didn't receive payment for work you did in the beginning of December.
As I'm speaking, you know, minor things, Cathy. As I'm speaking with you at the moment, I'm at home because I might not have petrol to go to a specific meeting or a hearing that might influence my business accordingly. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to go out there and source out more businesses. Sometimes people that are assisting me, they're also sitting at home. So it's not only affecting me as a business, but the people that are also assisting within my business as well, they're greatly affected because of the lack of non-payment or efficiency thereof.
Mm. All right. Mm. Brian, thank you so much.
It's a big problem. I'm hoping that it can be attended so that we really want to make a change within our communities. But we just need our financial circumstances to be efficient so that we are able to do more in this regard.
Councillor Siyonzana, what do you say to somebody like Brian?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me start with Brian. Yes, he's talking about the payment. In Mangaung, we do have a policy that people should be paid within 30 days. And failure to do so, it creates a wasteful expenditure. Why I'm saying that is that if you don't pay people on time, and when you pay them, there's an interest on it. That interest was not budgeted for. And that interest will cause a wasteful expenditure. Those are the things that we spoke about yesterday when we were addressing the 100 days. And we were saying, Africans, they stand to benefit in the liberation of our country.
Yes, but Mayor, the fact that...
Can I just finish?
Yes, I'm going to ask you also to try and speed...
Can I just finish?
That's fine. I'm going to ask you just to try...
Yes, Black in general, and also all South Africans, including whites, they stand to benefit. But now, we are condemning an issue where people will be providing a service to a council, and the council doesn't pay timely. In council, you've got operational budget, and you've got the capital budget. Some of the payments of the operational budget comes from the own funding. At times, we don't get enough money from the rates and taxes. But we are encouraging our officials to make sure that they collect more money so that they are able to pay some of the services that he's talking about. That's why you will see grant bans. Most of the people who are providing services on grant, they are paid much quicker than those on their own funding. But we are encouraging that our people must be paid. Then I hear the story of Brian. It's so sad, and I will encourage Brian to visit the office of the CFO as well as the city manager. Relate that story as it is before you come to us, because you are playing an oversight over administration. The second question was on, it's really a sad story of Brian, because it doesn't only affect Brian, it also affects those people that are working for Brian. I'm touched, in fact, by that story. The first question was on the head office, the dirtiness of our office. If you can just visit our head office in Bramfisher, you'll see the serious changes there. People are working on the Bramfisher. Those roses are there now, and we are cleaning in the head office, because that head office interpret who we are. The issue of job creation, yes, those plans that we came up with are plans to create jobs, but jobs aren't supposed to be created by government only. Business is expected to play a role. And our own people must also do something. That's why we've got these stalls. Lastly, we're creating jobs for those who are in Mangaung, but we are also creating jobs for those who are in the entire province. But COVID-19 has crippled us. Thank you very much.
Mr. Sionzan, I'm going to ask you just to try and speed up the answers that you're giving, because unfortunately, you know, we don't have a lot of time for this interview. That's what I was trying to get through to you a little bit earlier. You talk about being touched by Brian's story, and then you say he must go to the CFO and managers. Surely it cannot be a situation where the city is procuring services for whatever is needed, and yet you don't have the money to pay those service providers. It's incredulous to me that you will say that in some instances you don't have money to pay service providers. Then why procure those services? And why not tell those service providers that they should not expect payment within your specified time frame of 30 days?
No, thank you very much. I thought I indicated that we are having an ambition of a clean audit. And we are not going to get a clean audit if you don't pay people on time. That's why on our 100 days, we had touched on this one. Because in terms of our audit, before you even advertise, you need to have money on the bank. We are condemning that.
So how do you explain the fact that somebody like Brian is not paid? How do you explain the fact that...
That is why I said this matter is a matter of audit. And this matter, we want to deal with it. This matter... That's why I'm saying you must go to the office of the CFO and the city manager about it, because ours is to make sure that our people are paid according to our policy.
But Mayor, you have the opportunity of interacting with these individuals who are part of your council. Brian, when he goes to these offices, it's not like he will even be let in through the door with as easy access as you are suggesting. You are the mayor. You hold a lot more power than somebody like Brian and many other small businesses that could well find themselves in the position in his position. You and him are not in the same position. So you can't say no, go to our offices, when you actually have the opportunity of influencing how things are done.
Of course, ours is to play an oversight. The city manager is playing an oversight over the CFO. Myself, I'm playing an oversight on the city manager. Now, I'm the last person to come to. That's why I said you must go to the office of the CFO. Go to the office of the city manager.
Mayor, being confronted with an issue that is being raised by somebody who has interfaced with how things are being run in the municipality. He says, we have not been paid. We have tried different ways of resolving this issue to no end. And he's saying, here's the opportunity of speaking with the mayor. I'm raising this issue with the mayor. And you are sending him back to the very same people who have failed to pay him on time.
Kathy, I was saying, mine is the last resort. He can come to our office. Obviously, we'll try our best to intervene. But we are playing an oversight over the city manager. If both offices didn't assist, then, of course, we'll come in and try to make sure that his matter is addressed.
All right, let's leave it there. The executive mayor for Mangawu, Mxolisi Sionzana there. Okay, let's take a couple of WhatsApp voice notes and then we will continue with some of the other conversations that we've lined up for this morning.